Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and I hope you all are enjoying your channels and paths within your very own lives. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly. For we will not embrace and cherish the good times if we don't learn from the bad ones. So today, I wanted to talk to you all about the three P's: purpose, path, and persistence. Which I would define as finding your purpose, aligning yourself with your path, and to remain persistent until accomplished. Now, this message may not be for everyone when you first hear it, but if it is, I hope it resonates with you well. You know, because everyone will not be on a mission to get more of themselves. They may be perfectly fine with doing what needs to be done to get them to the next day. And that's okay, because everyone was not meant to do the same thing. But to begin, I want to illustrate that as we all navigate through our very own journeys of life, some of us may come to realize that we are constantly searching for something. We may not know what it is, and it may not reveal itself until later in our lives, but we are unconsciously searching. The three P's are different areas of your personal mission that, once aligned together, will lead you unto your life of abundance and wealth. It is only when we are actively in our very own lanes and pursuing the choices that are naturally in tune with us that we're going to fulfill our end goal. So, purpose. I want you to ask yourself, what is my purpose, and what is it that will get me to get up and go? What fulfills me and gives me joy without much effort involved? What comes natural to me that gives me a sense of authority over other people doing the exact same thing? Some of you may know the answers to these questions, and some of us may not, and that is okay. I always like to say that's okay. There are plenty of things that you can do to figure out your purpose. Like, you can first start by asking your family and friends that are close to you and that you have a special bond with, because you're going to trust their answer. You know, 9 times out of 10, they already know the answer to the question. They may tell you about a time that you fixed a problem very easily that they were struggling with all day. They may tell you of a time that was very difficult for them and you just had the right answer for them. Or even a time when someone asks you something while you're sleeping and you just naturally give them the right answer. Now, this I've mentioned that because this is actually true for me, because of a story my younger sister told me once. And this goes back to a time when I was sleeping, you know, peacefully one night, you know, getting my beauty sleep, my beauty rest. And she started asking me math questions for her homework. And she told me I was giving her all the right answers, because whenever she asked a question and heard my answer, she would use a calculator, and it turned out right. Now, I don't remember this personally, and as far as I know, she could be lying and making it up, but I'm just going to roll with it. I'm going to believe it, because I'm going to step into that one. But to bring me back to my point, based off of this situation, I would assume that I'm pretty good at math. I'm pretty good at math while I'm sleeping. Maybe I could, you know, teach math while I'm sleeping. I think I just hit on something. Making money while I sleep, that's the name of the game. That's the name of the mission right there. But also, at the same time, finding your purpose may not come so easy as well. You may feel that you're great at everything, you know, a jack of all trades, or that the one thing that you feel secure with may not be plausible or credible to provide to anyone. You know, you may think what you're good at has no value to someone else. Well, one thing that I've learned as a content creator is that if you produce, package, and provide your gift, the people that need it, they will come. Just put it out there. Now, this leads us to path. Because after finding your purpose, aligning yourself with a path will be a little easier to follow. Because with purpose, you then have an idea of what you can provide to others. So this creates a destination for you to draw on a map, so to speak. And once you have the destination, you can then start charting your journey to that location. When an individual finds their path, they find their lane, their swag, that drip, that sauce, whatever you want to call it, it's yours. You know, just like a train that need tracks in order to move forward, you know, your path should be looked upon as such. You know, because there may be times when it seems that everyone is moving slow compared to your rate of speed. And that is because the path that you have aligned yourself with belongs to you and no one else. An example, starting a business from your vision. You have to understand that there will be times where you feel as if you're dragging your business partners around. You know, you're always on top of them to do better and to see the vision as you see it. Well, I can say that may never happen. You know, no one is going to see that vision like you do. You know, your job is to line them up with something that they're good at within the business. That way, everyone is excelling in their own path. And I feel like that is where a lot of businesses may struggle with multiple business partners. But to reiterate, mapping out the path and discovering your lane will become easier once you have discovered your purpose. Find your purpose, discover your path, which will ultimately lead you to being persistent to get to your goals, which leads us to persistence. So now that you have discovered your path and the destination that you have charted for yourself, it is time for you to have to learn to develop and maintain your persistence. You have to keep that why you're pursuing what you choose in your head at all times. And this is your fuel, and you have to find ways to keep your gas tank, your fuel tank full. You know, you got to find ways to make gas out of anything to get to your goal, to your location, to your end result. You know, you don't want to work at your job anymore. You know, turn that into gas. You don't want to deal with the office politics and metrics. Turn that into gas. You want a better life for yourself and your family. Turn that into gas. Tired of commuting to work? Turn that into gas. You know, finding yourself stressed out, bored, or considering trying something new? Turn that into gas. You know, whatever choice that you decide, use it to be your motivation for persistence and hold on to that. This is what you're going to need to get you through that obstacle, you know, or those hurdles, or those trials and tribulations. You know, because we are the architects of our futures, and we can shape, mold, and construct it to any way we see fit. So remain persistent in your pursuit of your dreams, and don't let anyone tell you different. So to summarize, discovering your purpose leads to finding your path. Finding your path leads to mapping out your destination. And when you find your destination, you have to remain persistent on getting yourself to that goal. And with that being said, I do hope you appreciate our site, Shivery Jones. I really do. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Talking with Shivery. You know, I hope you learn a great deal and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at ChivalryJones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Shivery and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.